Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jayla. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
33187.
And your first and last name?
Celso Pisano.
Okay, thank you for that. And can I please just get you to verify your shipping address for me for security purposes?
Uh, 18707 Southwest 197th Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33187.
Okay, thank you for that. So let's see, I do see where the order was placed for the certificate on the 21st of December. You also paid for the $19 online training portal fee. How may I help you?
Okay, I have been charged on several occasions by the same amount, $19, from what appears to be different outfits all the time, but I think it's all the same outfit. You guys just keep changing. Every month you change who is billing from, but I think it's all the same. Okay, so the first one here is this number that I'm talking to, and it's my bank identifies it as a train online. I don't know anything about a train online. I think I know who you are, or who you're related to. I did order a concealed weapons license course or training or something for which I pay $85. And that was it. But then apparently you guys think that I subscribe for a lifetime of something, which I have no idea what it is, $19 a month. And I've been charged like five times for this. So this needs to stop. I went to my bank and I said, I need to cancel my card. I cannot cancel my card because it's going to be a hell of an inconvenience to start with a new card for all the stuff that bills. So I did not authorize to charge anything for $19. And I would like to have credit for all of these charges, please.
Okay. All right. So I do want to explain that charges to you. What happened was you paid for the online training portal. That online training portal, it is a recurring charge because it is continued training videos on our site free to watch. So what I can do for you is just get your
ma'am,
account.
I didn't buy any of that. I didn't buy any of that. I took one course and I passed. And I believe you guys sent me the certificate. I never got a certificate. But that's the next thing that I wanted to talk to you about. I never got a certificate for which I paid $85 for, which is needed to apply for a license. I didn't get any online training courses or whatever. So these $19 charges, they need to be removed, if that's what it's for.
Okay, yes, sir, because it is continued training classes on our site, the reason why you're being charged. But, however, I can't get it canceled out for you. That way you won't receive any further charges. I do have a cancellation number for you.
Okay, not only that, I have to get paid for the refund.
I understand that, sir, but let me provide you with your cancellation number first.
Okay, let me grab a pen. Okay, I'm ready here.
Cancellation number is C as in Charlie. 1219
7 2 3. Let me repeat it. C 1219 7 2 3. Okay.
Yes, sir. And then your account is now canceled out. That way you won't receive any further charges. Okay, now about those refunds, I can issue a refund on that latest charge for you. I can issue a $9 refund on that charge.
Issue a what?
I can issue a $9 refund on that latest charge for you.
$9? No, the charge was $19 and it's been done five times, so it's 19 times five.
Okay. Give me one moment. I'll have to issue a refund. I can issue a refund on those last two charges, and I'll have to get you transferred over to get those other charges refunded. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so I did just issue a refund on those three charges for you.
There's not three, ma'am. Like I said,
I understand
five
that.
Of them.
Yes, I understand that, sir, but it's not five charges, it's four charges, and it's four $19 charges, and I can issue a refund on three of those charges. I won't be able to issue on a refund on three or more because it goes against our terms and we can't process more, so I do apologize about that, but I did issue a refund.
Let me ask you a question. How many charges did you submit?
Sir, you paid four $19. So it's five total charges in all. You paid the $85 for the certificate, $19 for the online training portal on December, and then it reoccurred in January, February, and March. So when you first, so basically you're paying for the December because you did take that course, and then you're I'm issuing a refund on January, February, and March since you didn't place that.
Ma'am, I took the course, and I paid $85 for it. I don't have a problem with that. Everything else needs to go.
No, sir. You pay $85 for your certificate. The $19 charge in December, that's the charge for the course, the online training portal, which is the video that you watch. I'm issuing a refund on those.
On being fraudulent, go ahead. You do whatever you please. Let me have credit for whatever you think I need to get credit for. Go ahead. I'm going to report you to the proper authorities.
Okay,
so,
I'm just letting
ahead.
You know that you're being refunded for everything that you were charged without your basically what you didn't know about. So basically, when you first placed the search, you didn't place the search. You paid for the certificate and you paid for the online training portal on the 21st of December. Those charges I'm not issuing a refund on because you did watch that video, which was $19, and you did pay for the certificate, which was $85. The reoccurring charges of $19, those charges was the videos that you didn't watch. So those were the charges that I did issue the refund on. So you should receive a refund of three $19 charges, and it should return back into your account between 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah, that's a very, very sneaky, tricky way of doing business, if you ask me. But we'll see who. Let's see what the law says about this. Where's my certificate? I never got one.
Okay. Did you get your application package sent in and postmarked by the 31st of December? Because it was sent out to you via email.
I have not got. What's the date on the email?
The 21st? Yes, sir, the 21st of December.
Let me see if I can find a device here where I can check. excuse me. Okay, email. I'm getting there. I'm sorry, can you tell me the date again?
The 21st of December. The 21st of December.
Okay, here's December. December 3. Let me, 10:30. Oh, man, this thing is crazy. December 3. What's the name of the outfit?
Certified CCW.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Certified CCW.
Okay, I'm going to look for it. Daniana Gabrielle Lewis. What's the actual date you say? December what?
The 21st.
I don't have any emails here dated December 21st.
Okay,
let
I do suggest
check.
You to check your spam and your junk mail.
Junk mail? It says there's nothing in there. Trash. Nothing in trash. Archive. Nothing in archive. So I do not have a certificate or an email from you. Can you please send it to me again?
Okay, I can get it resent out to you. Let's see.
And I hope it's not going to be a $19 charge for that.
No, sir. It's an email. All right, right, so that will be sent out to you. I do suggest you to give it about 24 hours to go through, or just, you know, receive that email. And then only thing you'll have to do is just get your certificate printed off.
Okay. You so you say you're going to send out three $19 payments.
Yes, sir. Okay, it should return back into your account.
One video. Okay. All right. We'll see what happens here. And what is the name of your company?
Certified CCW.
And now, why every time you charge this, it's a different place, different name, different phone number, as if trying to dodge tracking or something. I don't know. I mean, I hate to be so skeptic, and but, you know, this whole operation, you guys, the way you guys do business, I don't like it. I don't like it. And I'm certainly going to complain to the proper people. Because this is not how we do business here in this country, okay? This is deceit. This is cheating. This is and let's see if I get the certificate and see if it's worth anything, okay? Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Yeah.